I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino is the spot. 3 hours lined up today. We're going to hit everything in 45 minutes. Jeff Davis from right here at Circa Sports on the NHL. Aaron Renning. Next hour, professional handicapper and better on the NBA. And David Baker, two-time World Series of Poker bracelet winner, and he and his partner won the 2020 Super Contest out here in Las Vegas, a weekly pick'em with five games against the spread. We will talk NFL schedule at that time with David Baker. And we will get to the NFL and the schedule release, some point spreads coming up in about 30 minutes. We did have games last night, Paulie, as well, at the same exact time.
Good timing.
By the NFL? Oh,
six game sixes.
Yeah. Yeah. And both blowouts in the NBA.
Yeah.
But as a result of what we saw last night in hockey, three game sevens coming up over the weekend. And, you know, that's a fitting end, I thought, in Philadelphia for that team to go down in flames like that, blown out. Where was the effort? Out of the gates in the second half. That's a demoralizing loss if you're that fan base, the process, et cetera.
Yeah, true.
The Embiid injury, obviously, I think, again, going back to game five, had a lot to do with this. But that's, I mean, is that not Exhibit A of what James Harden's career has been all about?
How do you explain that? Two shots in the second half of an elimination game. Well, the ball wasn't coming back my way, he said. And then Embiid ripped him afterwards saying, you got to be aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I know.
We're not getting the James Harden from Houston is what he said.
No, that's his resume in a nutshell and his playoff history in a nutshell. And I wanted to trust the process. But between the Fultz pick, Okafor, what happened with Simmons, you make this big trade to try to save the season. It didn't work out. They haven't made a conference final. How about not even fouling down nine with 2 minutes? Not only that, pulling everybody.
Waving the white flag with 2 minutes to go. I could not believe what I was watching last night.
I know. You rarely see that in the NBA. They gave up in an elimination game.
Now, how about this on Harden? What an observation. Kurt Goldsberry is great on the NBA. Paulie, did you realize that last night was the first time in Harden's career where he played at least 40 minutes and attempted zero free throws?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There it is. That's all you need to know. I know. How do you take two shots in an elimination game? I mean, how do you come out like that again in the third quarter? It's staggering. But again, that we shouldn't be surprised because that's his resume. And every stop and what happened in Houston and some of these epic collapses and not shooting the ball and Kawhi Leonard doesn't play and you lose to the Spurs and the the comeback against the Clippers when he's on the bench. The list goes on and on and on. And full marks to the Heat, right? It never worked out for Philly. But everything Riley does turns to gold.
Yeah, correct. Good point.
I'll get this Strews guy. Okay, no problem. Duncan Robinson, take him. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about Hero? I'll grab this Vincent guy, all right? Oh, the Sixers don't want to work it out with Butler. And he ripped them afterwards walking into the tunnel with it. They went with Tobias Harris? Come on. So they go Harris. We'll take Jimmy Butler, who's an underrated, not superstar, but an underrated player, I think, and still can get you 25 anytime he wants. Everything Riley does turns to gold.
I mean, Butler on national TV as soon as the game ends.
Yep.
He's talked to by the sideline reporter, and he says, again, on national TV, I can't believe they got rid of me. I love Miami, he said, but I wish I was still in Philadelphia. How many athletes have ever said something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Sure. And the other thing, you cleaned up if you took Harden under, too. The entire playoffs, Harden prop under kept cashing.
Yeah.
As he wasn't the same player.
Over, one time?
Yeah. But, you know, Danny Green injury was big. It seemed like that really took the air out of their sails. And,
yeah, another one.
But finally, a road team wins here in this series. We'll get to what happened in the late game coming up. But, okay, conference finals. They have home court now. I mean, it's probably the least you've ever talked about or discussed about a one seed in NBA history with what this Heat team accomplished this year.
Right.
It was all about the stupid Nets, what Boston was doing, the defending champs with Milwaukee, all the drama with Philadelphia. Oh, by the way, we're the one seed. We're in the conference finals.
Yeah. A lot of it had to do with the team they beat last night as well. Again, I referenced this. So here is Jimmy Butler, as soon as the game ended last night, saying, I kind of wish I was still in a 76ers uniform. That was after the fact. That was after the fact, but he kept going with it last night.
Yep.
Now, do you want to hear something even more magical after last night?
Oh, sure.
Incredible. I expected him to rattle off the entire 2003 Orlando Magic roster. This guy takes zero accountability.
Yep.
I don't know how much time. That may have been his last game ever in Philadelphia as the head coach last night. Who knows? People are pushing for that already.
Oh, he's gone.
And I honestly don't think he should coach anywhere ever again.
I agree.
But he will. Listen to this. Is this a leader? Does this sound like a head coach in the NBA to you after another loss last night?
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it. Because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
This guy is
what an asinine comment to make.
Which one?
Comments, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard Eskin asked the question. He's been on the show many times. He's a pit bull, and he comes right at you with the questions. There were several tweets about this post-game presser should be on pay-per-view between Harden, Embiid, and then Doc.
Mm-hmm.
But no one picked us this year or I got here.
Nobody picked you. Nobody gave you a chance.
Oh, my God. And then what a great coach. Mike Adams is right. He tweeted this, too. This fake resume, this guy is living off the 2008 title.
Correct.
That's it.
Yep.
What has he really accomplished when you look at it? He's a choke artist. He leads the world in blowing 3-1 leads. How many times is his team not ready to play in a big game? They weren't ready in the second half and got run out. Always with the excuses. He's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's living off the game 7 shot against the Warriors.
Correct.
Everyone thinks he's this great player. Look at check the resume on Rivers, and he loves to point the finger up after a season's over or a tough loss. Well, I did. I work hard. I should hope so. You make
a ton
of money.
I did my job. I worked my ass off.
I work hard.
Again, we've heard zero accountability from this guy the entire postseason, and we've heard countless excuses. You want that guy as your head coach in 2022? No, thanks. Again, that 2008 Boston team, as Mike Adams pointed out, I mean, anybody could. He said Tim Floyd. Look at what Danny Ainge had to do to go out and ensure that they were actually going to be making a deep run and have a chance to play for the title that year.
Mm-hmm.
They added a collection of, you know, the best players in the entire league. And they struggled, by the way, in the Eastern Conference playoffs that year to get to the NBA Finals.
They went 7 with the Hawks?
Yeah.
It's crazy, the first round.
Before they eventually beat the Lakers. I don't get it. And he'll, if he gets fired by Philadelphia today, which I'm assuming he won't, but, you know, whatever. The Lakers will go after him, or some other team in the NBA will go after him.
Probably.
But rest assured, it will not be a crappy team that he'll go to. It will be a team loaded with talent, and they will fail miserably again with him as the head coach.
He's talking like the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
No expectations.
Yeah.
No one expected us to do. Are you out of your mind?
He's completely delusional, Paulie.
Lombardi's right. He's never been covered like that before with that type of media. Now, Boston, they're tough, but I mean, this is just Philly. They're all over them here because the things were going well in Boston.
Right.
But here it's like, okay, well, can you navigate the East here and some of the issues you have to go through? And I work hard. I've done a good job. My God.
What a disappointment. You are wasting, you can say this about a lot of NBA teams. They are wasting prime years of Joel Embiid's career.
Oh, bingo. That's why this is huge for Maury. Doc has to go. You have to go out and make big moves in the offseason, make a big trade. I don't know what you do with Harden, but this is it. You're running out of time with
him. Well, for the love of God, you can't. I mean, the max is... Is that even a conversation at this point?
Well, I'm glad we're having that it looks like people understand what's going on now with Harden and also Kyrie. Uh-huh. After what Mark said, too. I mean, how are you going to give these guys $250 million?
There's no way you can count on that. No way you can justify that.
No.
And in the other game last night, Mavericks with another home blowout of the Phoenix Suns. And this is going to go 7. That game will be on Sunday night back in Phoenix. And the only way for this series to end, and I tweeted this last night, the only way for this to end is for the Suns to win by 100 points.
Win by 40. Believe this? Home team 6-0, straight up in ATS, all blowouts?
Mm-hmm.
One game was 7, but it was a 15-point game late.
Correct.
Dallas made it look respectable in game 1. This is ridiculous. Yeah, another one, Brian Mahoney. I agree with him comparing the Suns to the 2008 Celtics. They might win the whole thing. And we thought they were very good going in, but this should not happen.
Correct.
Dallas, I mean, you got to worry about Luka, and it's a great coaching job by Kidd, but you shouldn't go 7. You shouldn't be getting blown out here. You got to respond on the road. And what has happened to Chris Paul? Our buddy Chad Andrus thinks they're going to unveil Foster in game 7 too,
right?
Which would be a punch to the gut if that happens. But this is, I like this tweet. Best team in the regular season. Maybe it takes them 3 rounds to show they're the best team. But they have to go 7 against Dallas here, and they get run out again. Where's the sense of urgency? Come on.
Paul, you cannot go on the road. I know Dallas is good, and Luka's the best player on the court. You can't go on the road and lose all these games by, you know, last night was almost 30 points again. It's getting worse.
No.
The longer they play on the road, that can't happen. If you're a 64-win team and thought of as the best team in the NBA, come on, man. Get it together.
Can't count on the supporting cast to do anything on the road.
Struggle against the Pelicans.
Yeah, slow down Brunson. Do something. I mean, just...
Mm-hmm.
No toughness either.
Chris Paul, I believe I saw it today coming in, 7 fouls in the 3 games at home, 15 on the games in Dallas. So how is it going to be called in game 7? Does he get a friendly whistle?
Yeah.
Will the others go nuts for Dallas? I say unlikely.
Right.
And they're 6-point favorites now in game 7 to close them out. But that's pretty much where the number's been at home the entire time when they're playing against Dallas here in the series.
I know I bet it because I like the number, and it was more about Booker status during the New Orleans series. I can't believe I'm saying this. The Dallas Mavericks can win the title.
Oh, yes, they can.
Oh, absolutely.
If they win,
Golden State is phony.
You're telling
they
me right
so
now.
Much, Golden
I actually,
State is.
God, am I begging for a Memphis win tonight?
Oh, that'd be great.
Because I want to see Memphis-Dallas actually at this point in the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
My bets are talking, but also, like, I really hope Golden State goes down. Because I agree with you. I think they are a tad phony.
Like you said last week, you think Durant's still on the team.
That's the way they're power rated.
They play Denver, and everything has gone right for them in terms of injuries and catching teams at the right time.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. I hope everybody got down on this. What a call by one of our favorite guests earlier in the week.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Great to talk to Jeff Davis. Joins us now from Circa, assistant sportsbook manager, and a lot to get into. We'll go rapid fire. How about this now? Your Rangers favored on the road, game six. And we don't, if Crosby's got a concussion, oh boy, but it's 2-0 Pittsburgh. He gets hurt. He leaves. All hell breaks loose. Third string goalie. Who knows what Crosby's status is going to be. And the Rangers, even though they're down 3-2 and are on the road, our favorite on the road. What do you think?
This series has just been crazy. I mean, talk about unpredictable. Shesterkin has looked quite human. Each team has had huge gaps in just ability to play good hockey, for lack of a better phrase. And it's just unbelievable what's happening. Louis Domingue is a guy that throughout his career, you see him announced and Domingue's going to start. You can't wait to bet the opponent in the over, and he's the guy in there for Pittsburgh. And I have no idea what's going to happen, but this line definitely is probably like 70% that Crosby's going to be out. Yeah. If Crosby plays, this number's going to come back. I think it gets closer to pick 'em. If Crosby's out, it's going to go up a little bit more, but not all that much. But it kind of seems, if you listen to what the way Sullivan's tone was yesterday, it doesn't seem very positive, and right. I would think he doesn't play tonight.
So what's he worth? Because you have the one game, what you mentioned with the 20 cents there, or maybe 25 cents, but you saw an 80-cent difference on the adjusted series price from game to game. So like a Crosby, even you want to go, you really want to extend it to a Matthews or a McDavid. How much are these guys worth to the number?
I mean, It depends. Obviously, it depends on who's on, what team are they on, and who's going to fill the minutes. Is the team deep enough to, well, obviously they're never going to replace a Crosby or a Matthews, but can they survive without them? So, you know, it's team to team, but a guy like Sidney Crosby is probably worth 4-4.5% to the number, meaning if the game's a pick 'em, 4.5%, maybe at minus is like about 20 cents. Mm. The further away you get from Pick'em, the more it turns out to be in, you know, if you're looking at it from a cents perspective. Mm. But a guy like Matthews and McDavid might be worth as much as 6.5%.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So some of these other games that we have going on then, you have followed the Boston Bruins for a long, long time. I saw this earlier today, Jeff. The Carolina Hurricanes are going to trying to tie an all-time record for any team in the history of the NHL. A bunch of teams are tied with 6 consecutive Game 7 wins. The Hurricanes, believe it or not, have 5 consecutive wins in a Game 7 in the playoffs. This number here you made, I think, is $1.27 on Carolina. What do you expect in that Game 7?
I have no idea. This series, it's been close, but it hasn't been close at all. None of the games have really been. The home team is kind of taking control of these games. I think the first couple of games in Carolina were closer than the score kind of led on. Boston was really in these games and just it didn't break their way, especially game one. I could only have Boston here. I really think Boston is as good or better than Carolina as a whole. But from what we've seen, home ice advantage has meant a lot more than what we would normally expect in this series. The number you see out there is right. I don't really expect it to move all that much. As far as the Game 7 thing, I saw that last night with Carolina winning all these Game 7s. I mean, 4 of the 5 of them, none of these guys were on their roster.
Oh, yeah, it means so nothing.
I don't put that much into that, but yeah, I think this one, pretty much a toss-up. You see Carolina being a small favorite because they're at home in the way this series has gone. If it continues, Carolina will win in a blowout. But, hey, it's Game 7. Anything can happen.
How much does history matter with the Maple Leafs? And you're going against the two-time defending champion.
What a series this has been, yes, man. Toronto was just so unlucky last night. They were so good in overtime, so good. And Vasilevsky was just better. This series is the definition of the playoff hockey series that is must-see TV, and you can't look away from it. Every game except for, I think, one has been just, you know, nip-and-tuck type hockey. As far as losing all these playoff series, as the fans feel it, and the team's going to – they're going to hear about it, but when they get out on the ice, they're not thinking about that. They're just playing the game. Picking a winner in this game, I have absolutely no idea. Some sharp money has always been on the Lightning pretty much every game and the series. And it seems the way the market has gone, the market thinks the Lightning are better than the Leafs as a whole.
Okay.
I think the Leafs are a little bit better than the Lightning. But again, picking a winner between these two teams in a Game 7, that environment's going to be absolutely incredible. I can't wait to watch.
I have no clue Saturday night. The road teams won 4 of the 6 games at Edmonton and L.A. I mean, the Edmonton should win. They're 2-10 favorite, but they haven't won a playoff series since 2017. And say what you want and rip the Kings, and they're lucky to be here all this business. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Kings win Game 7.
Oh, I 100% agree. You take a guy like Mike Smith, and when Mike Smith's on, he's as good as anyone. And when he's bad, he's so bad. And you never knew, like, from game to game, you get something different. And it almost feels the same with Jonathan Quick. This series is really hard to predict. If I had to bet something, I would probably take the price with the Kings. Nothing would really, like you said, nothing would really surprise me the way this series has played out. There's seemingly been no flow or, like, any way to predict what's going to happen. So, the number is what it is because it has to be. Just based on the quality of the two teams and the high-end players that Edmonton has. But, I mean, are you weighing 210 knowing that Mike Smith's your goalie?
No, can't do it. No way. How about this, Jeff? For people who really maybe never bet the NHL or rarely bet it, I would say plop down some money on the under in one of these games if you want to go on a three-hour thrill ride. Because, I mean, my God, with what happens late in the third period and goalies getting pulled and shenanigans and power plays, it's a suicide mission to bet unders.
It really has, and I've joked with some friends the same thing. You're never safe. It could be 1-0 at the end of the second period, and the game could be the neutral zone could be completely clogged, no odd man rushes, no real chances, and then it could be 2-2 instantaneously. So and again, with if a team is down two goals and they get a power play with 8.5 minutes left, the goalie's coming out. So betting an under, you're almost better not even watching it and then looking at the score after and hoping you win. It's a real tough stomach in some of these games.
One matchup is set, second round. What do you make Colorado St. Louis?
We hung Colorado minus $4, St. Louis plus 3.25 last night. Haven't seen much action to this point. Yeah. And honestly, if it was before the Blues beat the Wild, I think it would be closer to $5, maybe a little higher. Difference in these two teams, like, yeah, the teams are slightly different. If you look back to last playoffs, these two teams played in the first round, and Colorado absolutely skated circles around them. It was the biggest blowout in any series. Yeah, the Blues didn't have Buchnevich last year, and they didn't have Brandon Saad. But if you look at these rosters, the Avalanche have at least five players on their roster that are better than the best player on St. Louis. And to me, that's just too much to come back from. I mean, Makar, McKinnon, Rant, and Landeskog and Kadri are all better. Devon Tate, Devon Taves too. So there's six guys all better than whoever St. Louis's best player is. St. Louis has a lot of really good players, but they don't have a real superstar. And if you take a look back at most cup winning teams, they all have one or two guys that are just on the next level. This St. Louis team, while they have a lot of great young talent, they don't have a guy, so to speak. And I just, if they get one, yeah, okay, I could see them maybe getting one, but I have no idea how this team is going to beat Colorado.
30 seconds. Could you believe the Trotz news?
No, not one bit. I tweeted about it instantly, like, get this guy in Las Vegas tomorrow. There's a few good jobs out there, and I can't imagine if he's going to be unemployed all that long. If he wants a job, somebody's going to hire him. I mean, this Islanders team for the last few years, he took a roster that really wasn't all that great and made them a Stanley Cup contender. And this year, just the regression had to happen. They got clobbered by COVID early in the season, and they just never really could get anything back. So I wouldn't put the Islander season on Trotz whatsoever. Yep.
Great stuff, Jeff. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Okay, guys.
Yep, be good. First hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250 match. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check betrivers.com for full offer details and rules.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the BetRivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here we go. Top horse racing plays from Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel, both from Santa Anita. Fifth race, he likes the 3 Southern Horse, 2-1 odds on the morning line. And the seventh race, he likes the 6, 3-1 on top. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Bet these races and all the others on the First Bet app. Sign up today with First Bet. Use the code VEGAS1000 for an instant $10 free plus up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. Joined now by Aaron Running, one of the best to do it in the NBA. Professional sports bettor joins us now. The last time we talked to you, we were surprised at the Game 3 line between Golden State and Memphis. I thought 7 was crazy, and they're being priced like the Nuggets. Well, Golden State blew them out, but look what's transpired since then. And now Memphis should have this series lead, considering they blew that last game in Golden State. They're up 55 in Game 5. I couldn't believe it. But how do you lay 8.5, though, tonight, considering what happened in the last game and how well, for whatever reason, for over 2 months now, how well Memphis has played without John Morant?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Well, number one, I don't lay 8.5, Paulie. I'm on the, as I've mentioned, I'm on the Memphis side of the equation here. But with that said, I mean, this certainly seems the situation where it is hard to bet against Golden State. I mean, what a debacle, embarrassing performance by the Warriors. 134 points for Memphis. And going into the game, of course, that was off, the 98 points that Memphis scored without Ja.
Yeah.
In that earlier game, and you're kind of like, well, how is Memphis going to score here? And yeah, they put up 134. Could have seemed like they could have scored more in that game. So sometimes you just can't explain things that happen. But hopefully, that's going to set up for a good bet for me in this game. I came in pretty hard under the total here tonight. I bet Monday or Tuesday's game. I bet that game hard under the total, the 101.98, never in doubt, as long as you avoid overtime there. I did bet the last game under the total as well, so I'm going to keep coming back here. I mean, obviously the series has changed, no Ja for Memphis. And, again, I've made a ton of money betting Memphis without Ja all season long. And betting under the total as well. But, yeah, on the road here, you wonder where Memphis points are going to come from. But, not only is it no Ja, but you have more Steven Adams in the game now. He's back in there. Certainly he's going to help them defensively more than anything he's going to offer from an offensive perspective. Then you have this kind of strange situation where Mike Brown has taken over as the coach for the Warriors, obviously known as this defensive specialist guy. Good luck Sacramento with that. But you would think that, the Warriors, I thought they could be one of the best defensive teams in the playoffs. I would expect that to see that here tonight. Maybe look at Memphis team total under here as well, but pretty good bet under the total.
I think Jenkins has had a bad series. I mean, it took him so long to realize the shot in the arm that Adams could give him. They killed him on the boards and the offensive glass in the last game. He was great in game four. And for whatever reason, Jones was buried on the bench too. And he had 21 points in the win. So I think you're right about the drop off with Kerr and Brown, but I think Jenkins waited too late to play some people.
Well, it's tough. Cause I mean, with Memphis, you just don't know who's going to be there for you that night. I mean, it's kind of a different guy, and some guys, Melton, sometimes he's on, sometimes he's off. So I think he kind of goes through this on a game-by-game basis, is which one of these bench players can I count on tonight?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then how about in the other series here, Game 6, now back in Milwaukee, they're laying 1.5 this morning here at Circa against the Boston Celtics. And the total, how do you normally, Aaron, approach betting? Because I know you said you like the under in that other game coming up tonight, but the Bucks were a dead under to begin in the playoffs, and then the numbers had to adjust, obviously, with the totals. Well, then look what happened the last two games when they came all the way down. Both games then eventually went over the total, and tonight it's hovering around 210.5, maybe a 211 out there in this total between the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, generally in the playoffs I'll look under before I bet over, and generally I'll probably have 75-80% unders in the NBA playoffs, and generally I just go by my numbers, and sometimes you can pick things up, and here's what I'll talk about you can pick out in this game or this series with Milwaukee and Boston. I was a little bit surprised with the adjustment from the Bucks, really in game one, where they came out and had that tremendous ball pressure, 94 feet, 90 feet, whatever it was. I mean, they picked up Boston full court, and again, they just didn't give these guys any breathing room. And again, that takes time off the shot clock. It makes it very difficult for Boston to get into their offense. The issue I had with that was, can Milwaukee sustain that ball pressure through a 6-7 game series? It's a lot to ask of a depth shy Milwaukee team to play that style of defense. And then really after into game three, you could see less and less pressure from this Bucks team from a defensive perspective, that full court ball pressure defense. And I think that's really shown with Boston, what they've been able to do offensively. First game offensive rating for Boston, 89. Second game, 118.5. That's where they were 20 of 43 from three-point land. Game three, 100 offensive rating. Game four, I bet that game over the total. That's when Bucks let off the gas pedal from a defensive perspective. 120 Boston offensive rating. Last game, 116 for Boston. So if this kind of continues to trend like this, where Bucks don't play that full court defensive ball pressure, Boston's been able to score a lot easier.
By the way, I think in terms of who actually wins this game tonight, kind of a coin flip. I mean, the way the last two fourth quarters have gone, it's just both teams have stolen one, basically, on the other team's home court.
Hey, I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, you just, like I said, I mean, Bucks kind of let down a little bit defensively. Boston 16-19 from the field in game four. And then, yeah, the Bucks flipped the script. And, I mean, amazing comeback. And, you know, again, it's kind of the series decider here in Milwaukee. Tough from a side perspective. I mean, you know, I've said Boston's been the best team, but, you know, the Bucks have the NBA's version of Superman.
You said it in February. I think Boston's the best team in the league. They might not get out of the second round. It's crazy. How about game seven? Let's go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, I think these are, to me, when healthy, these are the two best teams in the NBA right now.
Yep. How about the Suns laying 6-210 in game seven? Home team is won and covered every game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is tough from a side perspective for me. I mean, you know, this is very much the situation, the spot that Phoenix had in game five, where they eventually won that game by 30. Took a punch early. They were down, 24-16, but, you know, eventually came back. I bet Dallas last night. And then, you know, that's just it. Here we are at game seven, and some of the data here, home teams in game sevens going back, 42-18 straight up, 32-28 against the spread. But the unders have been tremendous. Game sevens, NBA, unders, Paulie, 37-23.
Wow, there you go.
62%. So the unders have been very solid. Side perspective, the situation is here is for Phoenix. But with that said, Dallas got the best player in the series, you know, plus 6 points, maybe seven by game time. Luka hasn't been great, you know, the last four games. 41-99 from the field, 7-33 from three-point land, 21%. So leaving the door open for, you know, again, the best player to get hot and make this a game.
Well said.
With that said, I would lean, I'm looking to play it under. I haven't played it yet. Lean under the total there, game seven.
How about your buddy Doc Rivers last night with the adjustments again,
Oh, my God. I mean, you let Butler go off every single game. And after every game, Doc's like, well, we're fine with Butler. I mean, he's the head of the snake. You got to try to cut it off. I mean, it's pretty crazy. And we'll see if Doc ends up with the Lakers. That would be fitting. That would be a perfect fit for Doc Rivers. And I'll say this, his NBA title in Boston, Kevin McHale gets more credit for making that happen than Doc Rivers.
Good point. Follow him on Twitter. He is at ERSports1. Thanks for the time. Good luck tonight, ER.
All right, good luck this weekend. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Let me give this, Paulie, to that point about playing Steven Adams more. Back in the lineup last two games, offensive rating 127.7, defensive rating for the Grizz 94.4. The net rating is plus 33.5.
Oh, my God.
It's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but this team woulda, coulda, shoulda won the series.
Thorpe called that a long time ago, too.
He actually said it during the T-Wolf series.
Yeah.
And he said, this is who you were the entire regular season. You can't change it now that the playoffs are here.
I didn't think he should have played in the Minnesota series, but he's been awesome in the Golden State series.
Right.
It's been bizarre, right? Game three was 142-112. Then they had the 41-38 halftime fiasco, and then 134-95. They are 5-0 at home during the playoffs. And the last three, the average win is 13 points per game. But I'm telling you, this is big. This is no Kerr. Paul nailed it. I mean, get well soon. I mean, good luck, Sacramento. How are you down 55 in a playoff game?
Impossible.
You're favored.
Yeah.
It's a closeout game. I mean, I couldn't believe
they
what
had
I was
zero
watching.
Answers whatsoever.
No.
I really think Memphis, they should be up 3-2 minimum in the series.
They blew this series.
They did.
On. But they can
did.
Come in loosey-goosey today.
Tell you
right?
what, though. Again,
no one
again,
expects them to come.
Have a feel tonight, right? Maybe less Brooks, more Melton, more Jones.
Right.
Sprinkle those. More Clark. Another guy?
A lot of Adams. Give me a lot of Adams.
Yep. Updated Game 6 numbers in the NHL coming up next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment... Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's a long ball weekend at Bet River Sportsbook. You can win a $25 free bet whether your players go deep or punch out. During the free bet, place a $25 bet on any player to hit a home run in each of this weekend's Yankees-White Sox series. You must make the home run bet in all three games of the series during the free bet. See the site for details. Make your bets today on the Bet Rivers app. Or go to betrivers.com.
All right, let's start this hour talking a little NFL, and we'll do so with a professional poker player. Say what? Yeah. David Baker is a professional poker player, but he's also excellent at betting the NFL, specifically the contest here in Las Vegas. He and his partner took down the Super Contest and almost won circa $1 million a couple of years ago at the same exact time, and he is kind enough to be up early with us here on a Friday morning. David, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I always love talking with you guys, NFL football. I've enjoyed our segments in the past, and a little early to be discussing NFL, but it feels like NFL season's 12 months a year these days, so yeah. They keep it in the forefront of all of our minds, so you know, why not dive in and maybe look for some early value?
Sure, and let's do that right here. And again, like you said, it is only, I mean, it's Friday the 13th today in May, so we have a long time to go before kickoff. You know, we're not going to expect people to go out there and pound these games, and books won't let you get down $1 zillion anyway, but you know what we're saying here. Did anything jump out to you with the numbers that were sent out for week one?
I mean, I looked a little bit at week one, but I tried to just take an overview of everything as a whole from the schedule release and kind of looking at it in segments. You know, as far as your initial question, week one thing I did notice was that a lot of the better teams were on the road. By better teams, I mean better teams in the matchups. There were a lot of home dogs. So I have to really kind of sit down and think about what I want to assess home field advantage this year. Each year it's kind of been coming down and almost been non-existent. The road teams have fared well. So kind of try to see what, you know, the number is kind of telling us that they think home field advantage is, and if I think it's on, you know, the plus or minus side of that. One game that kind of stuck out, I thought the Bengals were under a touchdown favorite at home versus the Steelers. And I mean, I know it's a division rival, but, you know, you're either going to have a first game, first year, Kenny Pickett or a Mitch Trubisky in a new system for Pittsburgh. And Cincinnati kind of owned Pittsburgh last year. So I kind of, that one kind of jumped out to me a little bit. Also I kind of like the Vikings this year in general, and they're a small home dog versus the Packers. So I think those two were the game week one lines that kind of jumped out to me, but just the overall feel of trying to assess what I'm going to do about home field advantage this year, because it's going to get an early start week one with a lot of road dogs.
To your point, David, there are 10 home dogs in week one. 10.
Yeah.
I can't imagine we've had very many years in the past where we could say that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that was a concentrated effort by the schedule makers or not. But, I mean, obviously if you have, you know, a road favorite, then that's really going to bring, you know, that's usually a closer game. You know, when you have the home favorites, that's the better team and they're at home. This time you have the better team and they're on the road, so that kind of neutralizes it a little bit. I could see them making a concerted effort to do that just to try to have the most competitive games possible week one. Obviously, they've done a great job. They gave us some amazing primetime games in week one. So, I mean, obviously, Russell Wilson back to Seattle. You got the Bills-Rams and, I think it's Cowboys-Bucks. So week one's going to be amazing. They came out guns a-blazing, which, you know, the NFL owns the sports world anyway, so it's not really surprising.
You mentioned the Vikings. Are there another team you're high on this year or another team you're looking to fade when you took a look at the schedule and how it fell?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a couple teams from each conference because that's kind of how I like to look at it. I actually try to – I think the best value personally that I can find is kind of in the divisions. On the NFC side, the one team that I really like and – I think it really gets a boost by the early schedule is the Eagles. Obviously I wish, you know, would have been on them before draft day. They had a great draft and getting AJ Brown, I'm sure their odds are lower, but I think they're like 2.5 to 1 to win the NFC. What is it? NFC East.
Yep.
And Cowboys are basically even money. And looking at the first half of the schedule, the Eagles get off to a pretty good start as far as the teams that they're playing. They have a fairly easy schedule, I think, at the beginning, and Cowboys kind of have a tougher schedule. So something that I like to do is, you know, if I have a spot like that, is I could take the Eagles, and if I change my mind, you know, week 3, 4, 5, you might even be able to get off the other side. You know, if and I was on your show last year and we discussed the Titans versus the Colts. That was my favorite preseason play was the Titans to win that division. Mm-hmm. And it was basically because the Colts had an impossible first five games and the Titans had a cakewalk. So I could kind of reassess, you know, week 4 or 5 after, you know, we get off to a lead, and you can get the comeback on the other team if you want, if you don't like your position, or you can just ride it out. So I'm thinking that's what I might want to do with the Eagles, is kind of play them and kind of see how it falls out the first few weeks. I think Jalen Hurts made some strides. I'm not positive that he's ready to, you know, take them, you know, deep into the playoffs, but I do think that he's a good regular season quarterback, and I love AJ Brown. So the addition of AJ Brown, the lines are super strong. They have good offensive and defensive lines. So I'm looking at the Eagles. I mean, if you look at that early season schedule, the Lions, you know, Washington, Jacksonville, the Cardinals are average. I mean, the Vikings I really like, but they're at home. So I think they can get off to a pretty good start. And I think the Cowboys get off to a pretty tough schedule with the Bucks. And I'm not even sure who they play week 2, maybe the Packers or somebody like that. So Cowboys have a tough start. Eagles have an easy start. So you're getting 2.5 to 1 on the Eagles. I don't really think the Giants or Washington's going to be a contender this year. So I kind of see that as a 2-horse race. So why not, you know, take a nice little flyer there.
Tampa, Cincinnati, Rams, Philly, 4 of the first 6 for the Cowboys.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if the Cowboys could easily get off to a, you know, 2-4, 3-3 type start. So, you know, we're getting 2.5 to 1. The Eagles might be a game or two up on the Cowboys, you know, going into the game. And the Week 6 game is in Philly, so I would expect Philly to be either favored or, you know, just a small dog there. So, If you don't like your spot with the Eagles, you can get off them probably at a decent price. You can get on the Cowboys right before the Cowboys go into their cakewalk part, which is Lions, Bears, bye. So that's kind of where I would lean to on the AFC. I mean, on the NFC side, kind of my stronger early season leans would be, you know, Eagles to win the East.
Okay. Yeah, and to your point, by the way, that's one number that stood out to me in Week 1. David, they're 4 on the road against the Lions. The Lions could be a 3-win team again this year.
Yeah, I think the public really got fooled. Not really fooled, but I mean the Lions were feisty at home last year and later in the year. But I mean, when it comes down to it, they do lack talent. So I like the Eagles there. If I remember correctly, late in the year, the Eagles did kind of lambaste the Lions. So
that did in fact happen. Yep.
Yeah, I think we were on that one as well last year. So I think I had the Eagles in that one in a route. And I think I will probably go back there as well. But, you know, be careful. One thing I would advise is just be careful in your opinions. And sometimes we get too stuck on something. You know, anything I say today, there's still a training camp. There's still injuries that are going to happen. There's trades. There's whatever. There's a lot of things that are going to be going to happen. So, you know, when you say it, you kind of want to stick to your convictions, but I don't really like necessarily when a sportscaster or something be like, well, this was my preseason prediction, so I'm going to stick with it. It's like, well, no, you have new information. So if you have new information, use that new information and don't necessarily get stuck in. Be willing to come off of your opinion. You know, it's kind of my thought on that.
In the 90 seconds that we have in this segment here, you mentioned the 2 NFC teams. Which AFC teams are you going to be high on?
Well, I feel like the AFC is much more difficult.
There are too many of them, yeah.
I think there are just too many teams. So I'm not really looking at anything big from there, but I do think that I'm going to go on the opposite side of what I liked last year. And I like the Colts to win the South. They're about even money. And I think the Colts with Matt Ryan are going to be a lot better. And the Titans, you know, they were a little exposed near the end of the year, and they lost their weapons. No A.J. Brown, no Julio Jones, who we thought was going to be good. He ended up not being so good. But I think the Colts at even money is a pretty nice buy right now. And also they get off the gate quickly. They play Houston and Jacksonville first 2 weeks. So Matt Ryan gets a chance to get his feet wet and learn the system with a couple of cakewalks. So I think the Colts are kind of the team that I like as far as a division winner. I really don't have a winner of the AFC in general, just because I think there's 10 teams that can win it. So yeah. I do like the Colts there, though.
Yep. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Are you cool to hang around for a few more minutes? We want to ask you a couple of things about the World Series of Poker and what has changed for that event this year.
Yeah, yep. I'm here with you guys for another segment, so yep.
Big changes, Paulie, with the venue shifting from the Rio to Bally's now, and that's going to be right in the dead, you know, heart of the Strip, and what that's going to mean. So it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More with professional poker player, he's dynamite betting the NFL. David Baker coming up here on Follow the Money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.